Opening day for skiing is set for December 14th for Ski Apache in Ruidoso. Because of the drought, planners at Ski Apache are relying on artificial snowmaking to make opening day. Ski New Mexico is a not-for-profit trade organization whose primary purpose is to promote the ski industry of New Mexico within and outside the state. George Brooks is director of Ski New Mexico. Brooks sees the drought slowing things down, but not halting the winter sport.
Well, obviously, it's very difficult to ski if you don't have snow. And that's two things. One is if you don't get it naturally or if you don't make it. The drought affects both. Obviously, the natural is the most obvious way is you would think, well, if we're not getting any precipitation, we're not getting snow out of the clouds. However, Ski Apache has a very extensive snowmaking system, and if the temperatures drop enough, they can actually make snow, and they have been doing that over the years, and they've done it this year. But again, we're restricted by the amount of water we have at our ski resorts, so consequently, even if you can make snow, if the drought is affecting you as it is now, it affects the amount of water you can get to make that snow.
Brooks also explains that there are benefits to artificially making snow.
One thing that skiing does do, which I don't think people really realize, during the wintertime you have water that's coming down your rivers or, and in most cases, surface water is what we're talking about, and that water is not usable during the winter. To make snow, what you do is you take that water out of that system, you put it on the slopes, you actually freeze it in place, and then in the spring when the farmers can use it and we really need it, we're getting that water use. So in one way, it's a conservation method of doing things. The loss through the air at that time, people will say, well, you lose a lot of the moisture. You don't lose very much. It's probably not more than about 10%. So you recapture anywhere from 80 to 90% of the water you use during the when you actually need it. So it can help us if we do make snow on the slopes, and I think not only the water issues there would it be helpful, but also, you know, as we talked about tax dollars and revenue to areas, I think it is very viable and very necessary in a lot of communities, and especially communities like Ruidoso and Cloudcroft.
Ruidoso and Cloudcroft, two communities who wait for snow to come down every year, but find themselves relying on artificial snow to bring in real money. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.